store or at mobilemeter.us.
This is Eric Bolin with Provident Financial Group. Finding your way to retirement may feel a bit like working your way through a maze. Without a guide, it's hard to see if you're headed in the right direction. We can offer guidance along the way to help you see the bigger picture, make sound financial decisions. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign. Or call 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
He described the Trump campaign meeting with Russians as treasonous. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Now Steve Bannon is going to be asked about that behind closed doors on Capitol Hill this hour. Fox's Rachel Sutherland live in Washington.
Dave, this is Steve Bannon's first appearance on the Hill since the former White House chief strategist was ousted from Breitbart following his comments in the Fire and Fury tell-all book. A source on the House Intelligence Committee told Fox News Bannon will likely be asked about his comments in the book and whether he has any information about the 2016 meeting with a Russian lawyer in Trump Tower. The testimony will take place behind closed doors. Former Trump campaign manager Corey Lewandowski also expected to go before the committee this week. Dave.
Rachel, the clock is ticking in Congress to pass a spending bill by Friday to avoid a government shutdown.
We hope that the Democrats will not hold American military hostage, will not hold the funding of our government hostage.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders wants a budget separate from the DACA negotiations. Democrats do not. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer had this message for the president on the CBS Late Show.
You want to begin, just begin that long road back to proving you're not a racist, you're not bigoted. Support the bipartisan compromise.
The president says that doesn't go far enough, providing border wall funding while also protecting immigrants brought here illegally as kids. We still don't know how badly injured four law enforcement officers are after they were shot early this morning in South Carolina while hunting a suspect who fled a domestic dispute. One officer was shot at 1 a.m. The others shot 2 hours later. That suspect was also shot and wounded. A California couple's in jail accused of torturing and endangering their 13 children. Some found shackled to beds in a smelly, dirty home. This neighbor in Paris says,
I always had a suspicion because that house never looked like there was a lot of action in front of it.
One of the kids is 2 years old. Seven of them are adults, as old as 29. Fox News, fair and balanced.
Relying on checking your credit to help protect you from identity theft? You're kind of walking through life with blinders on.
Parking meter. That came out of nowhere.
Because there are many kinds of identity theft you can still get blindsided by.
Look out! Bike messenger. Didn't see him coming.
Like someone getting an online payday loan in your name or selling your personal information on the dark web.
Open manhole. That snuck up on me.
LifeLock sees more. We use proprietary technology to detect a range of identity threats. And if you have a problem, a U.S.-based identity restoration specialist will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but LifeLock can spot threats you might not see coming.
Horse-drawn carriage? Sheesh.
Membership start at $9.99 a month plus applicable taxes. Now get 10% off. Go to LifeLock.com and enter promo code NEWS. That's promo code NEWS. LifeLock. More detection, more protection.
Secretary of State Tillerson is in Canada to talk about North Korea at a summit of about 20 nations discussing the North's nuclear weapons threat and sanctions. China is not there, nor is Russia, which calls this meeting destructive. This just days after the panic a false missile alert caused in Hawaii, where there's already fear about North Korea's nukes. The FCC and lawmakers are investigating.
I am ultimately responsible.
Hawaii's Governor David Ige apologizing for the false missile alert Saturday morning that for 38 terror-filled minutes had Hawaiians believing there was a missile heading their way.
It is clear what happened Saturday revealed the need for additional safeguards and improvements to our state system.
So Governor Ige says they've made changes already, including requiring a two-person activation process for future warnings and a way to quickly recall erroneous alerts. Jack Callahan, Fox News.
It's down to three people missing in muddy Montecito, California, after one of those unaccounted for was found alive in Ventura County. 20 others were killed last week in flash floods and landslides that damaged hundreds of homes. There's a slow-moving landslide in Washington State,
threatening residents near Yakima after a slide that killed dozens in the state 3 years ago, and the massive mudslides in Southern California last week. People are already evacuating from around Rattlesnake Ridge. Officials say they're preparing for the inevitable collapse of the ridge near an interstate highway, but they don't know exactly when that'll be. Experts say likely within 2 to 3 weeks. Predicting how bad it'll be is also tough. The landslide may create only slight damage, or it could create widespread flooding. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
The stock market could keep surging at the opening bell in 25 minutes. Futures are up big, so the Dow could hit 26,000 for the first time, less than 2 weeks after hitting 25K. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Oh, look, we have snow coming down. I'm so excited.
Yay.
I knew Colleen would give me the stink eye. She always comes in bundled up. She's kind of thin-blooded in the winter.
Yeah.
Wears her coat a lot here at Stevie J Broadcasting. We've got a high 17 expected and 7-hour low into the evening tonight. The wind chill advisory going through noon as it's probably well under zero. 23 the high tomorrow, down to 16. 34 the high with sunshine Thursday. Mostly sunny Friday, high 41. Mid-40s Saturday, up towards 50 by Sunday. Right now, we're at zero. ESPN 93.5.
You know, stress is not good. But did you know stress is bad for your
teeth?
Teeth? Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, I got the Will Ferrell.
Oh, great. I saw this trending in tennis news from Melbourne, where they're doing the Australian Open, and he had a chance to visit with Roger Federer.
Well, it's first John McEnroe talking to Roger Federer. Mm-hmm. And this is the Australian Open.
We have a special guest.
It's John
McEnroe.
That
wants to ask you a couple questions. Is that okay? His name is Will Ferrell, ladies and gentlemen. Give it up for Will Ferrell.
He's an international movie star.
Will.
Australia.
Say hello to Roger Federer.
In the immortal words of Ron Burgundy, it's great to be here with two tennis legends, Roger Federer and John McIntosh.
McEnroe.
Roger, tonight you seemed like a gazelle out there on the court. Would you describe your game as a silky gazelle?
Maybe not. Don't they get eaten at the end?
Not if they're fast enough. Quick question, Roger. You're 36 years old. You seem ageless. Are you a witch or a vampire?
Which one's better?
Yeah, exactly. I don't like those.
Probably a vampire. Now, there's a rumor in the men's locker room that you love coming to play down here in Melbourne, and your secret to fitness is you only eat wombat meat. Is that true?
That is untrue.
Have you ever tasted wombat meat?
I have not. Should I?
It is delicious. The national food of Australia. Roger, I know how much this crowd means to you. They're an amazing crowd. But does it get annoying when they just scream, "Come on, Roger! Come on, Roger!" over and over again?
They remind you of my name. It's good at an older age if you start forgetting your own name sometimes. It's great.
Thank you, Roger. Wonderful match.
Ladies and gentlemen,
stay classy, Melbourne.
You give it up for Will Ferrell and Roger Federer.
That was fun.
Yeah, Roger and Novak Djokovic going on to the second round down under for the 12th consecutive year.
And we lost our Illini guy, Kevin Anderson.
Right.
Just got a text from my buddy Sam And he suggests maybe you start planning for Houlihan's. Watch the ball game at Houlihan's maybe for Super Bowl.
Okay, good idea.
You can reserve. So if you want to get a table of 10 or 12, have dinner and watch the game.
Okay, that's on February 4th.
Yeah, coming up 2 weeks from Sunday, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, thank you, Sam.
All right.
I need one of those. What would Habib say at Starbucks over there at Houlihan's near Houlihan's?
It's called a medicine ball.
I need a medicine ball.
Yeah.
A medicine ball?
It said it's good for the cold. It probably isn't called that, but... needs a medicine ball from Starbucks. It's,
all right.
It's also called the Cold Buster.
I'll find it.
Okay.
You see, remember the alert that went to Honolulu and all of Hawaii?
Mm-hmm. Somebody pressed the button twice, I guess?
No, they made a mistake and accidentally sent an alert out. The problem was they didn't retract it for 38 minutes.
Right.
So if you get an alert that a missile's headed your way...
And this is not a drill at the end of the alert.
What would you do? Diane gets something on her phone. I get something. What would you do? Missile coming to Honolulu. You got 25 minutes.
I'm trying to get to family, I suppose.
I would probably go in the basement, play some cards.
Okay.
You know, what are you going to do? You're not going to get in your car, are you? You're not going to try and get into... Where would you go? What would you do? There's just not much you can do. If you have 25 minutes notice that a missile's coming from North Korea, there's not much you can do. So I'd circle up, say a prayer, and play a game. I don't know what else to do. I'm not going to go out and run around. They said there was panic, I suppose. But if you think about it, what can you do? So I guess the point is, you better be ready to die any time. So if you're ready to die any time, then okay. So play cards or hug. Tell people what they ought to hear before you're gone. Because I don't know, you know what you do with that. Missile coming. Why would you even tell me? I can't do anything about it except get afraid. So I just an observation. Alert comes. Missile coming. Say your prayers, hug people. That's it. You can text in 359-2255. Melissa, how are you?
Good. How are you doing? Thank you so much for having me.
She's a dentist, Dr. Melissa Santilli.
Yes.
Nice to have stress, and I have a cold, I apologize. Stress leads to poor dental health. Explain this.
So mental and physical exhaustion from stress can lead to teeth grinding. And also, if there's sleep problems like sleep apnea, it can also exacerbate the situation. So all of that kind of goes hand in hand. So a lot of people during just daily activities or big changes or crises in life, it can contribute to damages to their teeth. If they're grinding at night and as their body is trying to process that stress. So, for example, when people are going through divorce or moving or job changes or family issues or even new marriage and new baby can cause that kind of situation. And so in the dental field, in the dental profession, we're starting to notice a lot of permanent damages on teeth in even younger adults, even their 20s and 30s, as they go through these changes in life. And so we're trying to raise the awareness that this is becoming a more prominent issue and that people should start paying attention to how they're allowing their stress to impact their dental health.
What are the questions I should ask my dentist?
I would ask your dentist, do you see any signs of wear on my teeth? So, for example, the dentist will look for fractures on your front teeth. On your back teeth, they might notice like little grinding patterns, holes on your teeth that's starting to become sensitive. You might notice recessions or teeth becoming loose. If you wake up and your neck is stiff or your jaw is sore, those are all signs that you possibly could be grinding. especially if your partner wakes you up and says in the middle of the night, you're grinding so loud that I can't sleep. Oh. So those are things that your dentist should kind of pay attention to and can help you cope with that by helping you with a night guard or doing kind of restorative dentistry to protect and restore teeth that have experienced damage. Right. Because if it's untreated... Yeah, go ahead.
I had a friend that had a drooling problem at night, and he had like a loose jaw or something, and the dentist was able to help tighten that up somehow, and drill a hole, and bring things together with some kind of crank or something. In any case, yeah. I would have never thought that some sleep issues can be solved by the dentist instead of going to the doctor and doing the sleep study.
Well, I think sleep study with the physician is always useful because they can monitor how much oxygen you possibly could be losing at night from inefficient oxygen intake. And so if they prescribe a CPAP machine or other kinds of devices that's difficult to cope with, because CPAP machines are kind of cumbersome and you have to wear it on your head, and some people can't sleep with that much gear on their face at night. And so the dentist can then come up with alternative options of specific night guards that can help open up your airway at night so that you can breathe and get more oxygen. That can prevent more serious health effects such as heart disease or other things that may be related to chronic loss of oxygen at night.
Oh, you like being a dentist, Melissa?
Yes. I love it. It's really fun.
So I wouldn't. My first instinct is to say, please shut your mouth. I couldn't do looking into your mouth. I think it's amazing.
I love it because when I see people's teeth, it tells me a story about what they've experienced. Because your teeth, they won't change. Like if you have some kind of accident and you damage it or chronic things that I've noticed, it starts interesting conversations. So, it's almost like when people are leaned back and we're talking about their teeth, all of a sudden it becomes like a therapy session, and they start telling me their life story about why they feel their teeth is the way they are because all these big things has happened in their lives. So I really enjoy talking to people about what's going on and hearing their life stories, and it's almost like the teeth is a memory of everything they've experienced.
Okay.
It's really fun.
You really went geeky on me there.
He has to hear a story while he have their mouth open. She has to learn how to interpret people, what they're saying.
You sound like a delightful dentist. Everybody would be lucky to have you, Dr. Melissa Santilli, Santilli. Where are you?
Oh, I'm in Crossroads, Texas, and my office, my website's honeydental.com. So if people have questions about any dental issues, they can feel free to call or email my office, and we'd be happy to answer those questions.
Love it. And you love teeth. I love it. Melissa, thank you.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
HoneyDental.com.
Oh, man. She's talking about archaeology here.
Right.
She's talking about history.
Loving that profession. That's awesome.
Delightful dentist, Dr. Melissa Santilli. Here's your sports.
All right. We had Nebraska over Illinois 64-63 yesterday. Next up for us is Wisconsin. We can't beat Wisconsin, right?
They're very beatable this year.
Okay. Very good.
Oh, I mean... We're going to start coming through. We're going to win some of these games. We're going to get better.
Mm-hmm. We're looking for our first Big Ten win. James Palmer Jr. hit the buzzer beater last night. Cornhuskers on top that final 64-63. Also in Big Ten boards, we had Michigan over Maryland 68-67. Minnesota beat Penn State in overtime 95-84. The new AP poll has Villanova on top. Then Virginia number 3. Purdue bumping up from 5. Then Oklahoma and Duke to round out the top 5. Actually, Michigan State at number 9. Ohio State at 22. And Michigan at 23. So the Big Ten is pretty well represented. On to the NBA, where the Bulls beat Miami 119-111. Miami had like a 7-game win streak going, but the heat was cooled off yesterday by the Bulls, which won 3 straight. Pacers over the Utah Jazz 109-104. Also trending in the world of sports, Tennessee Titans have parted ways with Mike Malarkey as their head coach, and Andrew McCutchens will leave the Pirates and head to San Francisco to play with the Giants.
Women play tonight. Gracie,
Michigan State.
Mm-hmm. Gracie's part of a new dance company called Oskies, and they're going to perform at halftime. So I'm going to be a dance stand tonight. You're always a dance mom.
Exactly.
I'm going to be a dance stand.
I love it.
Janet and I will be dance mom, and Dad will be there.
Mm-hmm.
Here's your weather.
We've got a high of 17 expected today, 7 hour low tonight. That wind chill advisory extends through the noon hour, up to 23, down to 16 with partly cloudy conditions. Sunny and a high 34, low 22 by Thursday, and then up at inside the 40s. And maybe up to 50 by Sunday. So mild conditions on the way. But right now, the temperature's at zero and the wind chill at 18 below. Some snow coming down to it here at the Pines in Urbana. ESPN 93.5.
Fox Business Minute brought to you by Starlet Carr, Provident Financial Group, and Champaign. We'll be back. It's 8:20. Brad Underwood from After the Game next.
Fox Business Network. Citigroup is reporting a stronger quarter, but it also reported tax-related expenses of $22 billion. The tax hit comes mostly from dealing with tax credits and deductions that companies can use to offset future tax bills. Longer term, the Wall Street Journal says the tax changes are expected to benefit Citigroup and other banks by lowering their overall tax rate from 35 to 21%. A new reading on the economy indicates manufacturing is improving, but at a weaker pace than forecast. The Empire State Manufacturing Survey slipped slightly this month. It's the first of the regional manufacturing reports to be released. Black Hawk Network Holdings, which operates a physical and digital gift card business, is being taken over by private equity firm Silver Lake and P2 Capital Partners for $3.5 billion. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Are you putting your retirement savings in a 401k, IRA, or investment account? Then I have one word of advice. Stop. Experts warn of a stock market crash any day now, and you could lose 50% or more of your hard-earned savings again. But you don't have to lose a penny. There's a better, safer way to save for retirement, and you can learn about it in a free report. This method continues to grow your money even when the market tumbles. To get this free report, go to bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
Okay. You got it?
I do.
Okay. Habib has sent this.
Yes, it's a picture of honey citrus mint tea, which is, if you order a medicine ball, it's also called the cold buster. Evidently, it's made from citrus mint green tea, peach tranquility herbal tea, hot water, steamed lemonade, and a touch of honey, mingling tastefully well together for a tea that comforts from inside out.
All right. And Sam just explained it as well.
Okay.
Gotcha. So I'm going to get a medicine ball, and maybe I'll sound better tomorrow.
Hi, I'm Habib, and this is your Motivational Minute. Back in 1970, a 10-year-old boy entered a shop and sat at a table. A waitress put a glass of water in front of him. How much is an ice cream sundae? 50 cents, replied the waitress. The little boy pulled his hand out of his pocket and counted his coins. How much is a dish of plain ice cream? He asked. Some people now were waiting for a table, and the waitress was a bit impatient. 35 cents, she said curtly. The little boy again counted the coins. I'll have the plain ice cream, he said. The waitress brought the ice cream, put the bill on the table, and walked away. The boy finished the ice cream, went up front, paid the cashier, and left. When the waitress came back, she began wiping down the table and then swallowed hard at what she saw. There, placed neatly beside the empty dish, were 15 cents, her tip. The moral of the story? Things aren't always what they seem. We may not always know the whole story. I'm Habib, and this was your Motivational Minute.
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
Brad Underwood, buzzer beater loss.
Nothing is given. Everything is earned. And give Palmer credit. Made a heck of a shot. We felt pretty good watching him come up the floor, and we took about 6 seconds in the backcourt, and he just stepped in and made a shot over over Trent. But I'm proud of my guys. Our guys fought. You know, we've lost three overtime games, now a buzzer beater. had Minnesota right there with all the momentum of Minnesota. And we're not playing, nor are we acting like a team that is winless. So I'm really proud of the character of our guys. And I got another great night from Trent Frazier. It was great to see Michael bounce back. Michael's been in a little bit of a funk. And costly mistakes down the stretch. We missed 8 layups in the first half. And in high major basketball power conferences, most of your games are decided by 1 or 2 possessions. And when you make mistakes and miss layups and miss easy opportunities, no matter when they are, they will always come back to haunt you. But again, I thought we were pretty efficient. The second half, shoot 50%. I thought we did a great job on the glass after just getting pummeled at against Iowa. That'll make up for the difference. We got shellacked by Iowa, so he kept us in the game. But again, turnovers killed us, and we got 5 from LeRon in 23 minutes, and we can't have that. So give Nebraska credit, and it's on to Madison for us.
How were you able to get Finke going in the second half?
Well, I think, one, we needed to get Michael going, not just period, not at all. I think that we felt great about the matchup. We came out the second half trying to go right at Copeland with 3 fouls. Felt like that was an advantage for us. And they got confused, I think, on a switch, which got a 3 at the top of the key to get going. And then Michael did what he hasn't been doing, which was climbing on the glass. And he had 5 offensive rebounds and led us some easy baskets. And Michael's tremendous in his zone. And he does a great job short corners and high post. And he had a little short corner jump shot. And then the 3 was just a real simple high ball screen with him spaced on the backside. And he got a clean look. And they supported in. And he knocked it in. So Trent made a great pass. But Michael, it's good to see Michael get going again. Double doubles and a big night for him.
You had a team that seems as good as this one?
Yeah, I saw Oklahoma last year when I was in the Big 12. A team that was a Final Four team, was well coached by Lon Kruger, and I literally mention to our staff, they lost it just about every way possible last year. We're going to try to change that, though. I don't use snake bit. We've self-inflicted too many of these. I mean, Demonte Williams gets a big-time rebound, and we've got to learn. I mean, we're playing a tremendous amount of freshmen and young guys that have never been in these roles. We've got to quit making them. Thank you.
Yep. Brad Underwood. Yeah, tough loss.
Mm-hmm.
Again.
Yeah.
At Wisconsin Friday, Monday and Friday. That's weird.
It is.
I think you play any night now. Anyway, at Wisconsin Friday, 8:27.
Message and data rates may apply.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 150 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll learn the same degree as you would on campus from wherever you are on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, text CREDIT to 35517. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU 5th in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates and why 87% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, text CREDIT to 35517. That's CREDIT to 35517.
What'd the text say?
Oh, okay. This is Richard that had a point about the missile from Korea. It takes 15 minutes after direction detected to reach Honolulu. Better put some Patriot defense missiles on Hawaii and knock down missiles before they get there.
I think that's fine. But the overarching question is, do I need to know? What's the point of telling me? If I said, if you get under the table, it'll save your life, I need to know. But if there's nothing I can do, there's no massive bomb shelter.
Well, and again, they had, what, 38 minutes or something when the false alarm was sent. It just gives you time to pray and be with family. And
but is it better to know when I can't do anything about it or not know? I would say for most, it's better not to know. I mean, it's like Homeland Security saying it's, you know, danger red. What can I do with that? Why do I need to know that? I'm going to what? Be more anxious? The point is, if I can't act on it, why should I know? 359-2255.
Right. Most of the texts we're getting right now are saying, Stevie, take a day off. You sound terrible. And
thank you.
Breathe right nasal strips 24/7. your voice is...
No, I'm sorry.
Defeating the point here because people
nobody
feel
cares
bad about
now.
You.
I suck so bad. They don't want to hear it. Okay.
Well, in any case.
We'll be right back.
Mm-hmm.
It's 8:30. It's better than yesterday.
It is.
Yesterday was ridiculous, so I'm glad you missed that show.
And you feel fine.
I do.
It's just the voice.
Just the voice.
Mm-hmm.
8:30.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. The deadline to avoid a partial government shutdown is Friday, and Democrats want protection for young illegal immigrants as part of any deal. White House spokeswoman Sarah Sanders tells Fox,
I think one thing needs to be clear. We have to keep these two items separate.
But Republican Senator Lindsey Graham says,
Mr. President, close the deal. 80% of Americans want to give the DACA kids a better life.
The DACA immigration program is due to expire in March under President Trump's executive order. Winter storms hitting the south, cold and snow with some roads freezing over and a lot of schools are closed. Eric Hassel's ready in Decatur, Georgia.
The main thing I do is have a big hot pot of chicken soup ready to keep us warm.
A lot of schools are closed. Just after the opening bell, the New York Stock Exchange, the Dow's up 204 points, over 26,000 for the first time. It just hit 25,000 January 4th. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Check out the new BMW Champaign. It's not like the old Twin City. They have new on-site local ownership since 2013, along with a new state-of-the-art facility. With a Customer First Service Award winner for 2015, BMW Champaign does business your way. Yes, they have tons of cars. Yes, they'll get you what you want. Yes, they discount, deal, and even pick up and deliver. So stop in, ask for Ben, and give BMW of Champaign a look. BMW of Champaign at the corner of Neal and Burwash in Savoy.
Okay, keep your eyes closed.
Okay.
I want to show you my first ever painting.
Ooh, all right.
Okay. Open your eyes.
Oh, that's a lot of colors and shades.
So be honest. What do you think?
Well, I like how if you switch to Geico, you could save hundreds of dollars on car insurance.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Here, why don't I hold your paintbrush while you call them?
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Message and data rates may apply.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 150 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll learn the same degree as you would on campus from wherever you are on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, text CREDIT to 35517. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates and why 87% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, text CREDIT to 35517. That's CREDIT to 35517.
Hey, it's Stevie J. Have the roof your home deserves. For your next roofing project, why don't you go with Roof Doctors, a locally owned and family operated business for over 25 years. They use superior materials. They're a certified shingle contractor, so they can offer a 50-year non-prorated full system warranty, and they won't loan your work out to subcontractors. Hey, Roof Doctors has worked on my home, and the results are fantastic. But don't just take it from me. With an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, Roof Doctors has plenty of satisfaction. satisfied customers. Get a free quote at roofdoctorsco.com.
All right, here's your weather.
Well, it's cold. We've got a high of 17, low 7 today. The wind chill advisory in effect until noon. 23 tomorrow, down to 16, partly cloudy conditions. Sunny on Thursday with a high 34 expected, down to 22. That's when the melting will begin, up to 41 with sunshine Friday. Some evening showers expected Saturday, but up into the mid-40s and 50 by Sunday with a 60% chance of rain. Right now we're at zero, and it feels like 18 below. On ESPN 93.5.
And what I can see is 10 days above freezing coming up.
Yes, that's right.
Oh, that's nice.
Mm-hmm.
ESPN 93.5, Rachel Sutherland coming up. The Dow's over 26,000. It's up 8,000 points in a year.
That's terrific.
Unbelievable. It's up 200 out of the gate. 200.
I'm not hearing much about that. It still feels like we're hearing so much about the president cussing on Friday and putting that in social media. I mean, I feel like that story has run its course, and why are we putting a spotlight on that? I mean, it is a weak moment, and I don't know why he did that, obviously. But.
Well, and whatever he said, I guess the essence was,
mm-hmm.
why are we taking people from these dilapidated countries or
okay,
whatever.
Okay, that's right.
Yeah, right. I don't know. I wouldn't use some of the words he uses, but we do have to figure out DACA. We do have to get immigration better. So we'll see. But yeah, it's one gotcha moment after another.
Mm-hmm.
And the Democrats are going, why won't this stick? Man, this should stick. This guy's awful. We have to get rid of him. There's bumper stickers that say 1-21-21 Trump's last day. It's actually 1-19-21 because the new president might be Donald Trump. But the next inauguration is 1-20-21.
Wow.
So.
Okay.
And we're in the midterms right now. So people are running this year. Here we go again.
Yeah,
yay.
That's
hey,
right.
All right, homeless. What do you got?
Well, there's some facilities in town to help people in these extremely cold conditions and typically hosting 30, but they were up to 43 last night on the men's shelter. So we are definitely wanting to give See You at Home some support. Their One Winter Night event is coming up on February 2nd, where you're outside from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. And if you want to get involved in that, See You at Home. .us.
Speaking of,
truly I tell you, whatsoever you did for the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me. Hi, this is Rob Dahlhaus, Executive Director of See You at Home. These powerful words from Matthew illustrate to us how important it is to show love and compassion to those in need. On Friday, February 2nd, 2018, during One Winter Night, you have the chance to partner with See You at Home and raise financial support for those most vulnerable. Visit seeyouathome.us to find out how you can get involved.
Something's coming up the plumbing, and you're really in a bind. It's creaking and it's leaking, and you're running out of time. You need a plumber right away, and there's only one to call. It doesn't really matter if your problem's large or small. Clark Plumbing and Heating is your expert for all. Call them today and say hooray, because Clark Plumbing and Heating always saves the day. Find out why customers always give Clark Plumbing two thumbs up. Clark Plumbing and Heating, 356-5356. That's 356-5356, or clark-plumbing.com.
I talked to Jamie Colby an hour ago. Her show is called Strange Inheritance on Fox Business tonight at 8. I asked her what it was about.
We are so lucky to tell these stories, and more our stories are coming directly from our viewers, and they all want to top the last one they saw, and this season they did. These are the most strange, obviously. Incredible, unbelievable, suspenseful stories I have ever gotten to tell. And we traveled to 38 states this season. We actually finished our 100th episode this season. And we're bringing 26 new ones, which started last night with two new episodes again tonight. And we'll continue over the next couple of months with new ones every Monday. And I think people won't believe what they see.
What? I mean, does anything surprise you at this point?
Yes. You know what surprises me every time I arrive is, can these people be for real?
Yeah.
They're so right for the story.
Yeah.
Like last night we told a story of Nat Turner's Bible and a family who lost loved ones in the slave rebellion that Nat Turner had led in 1831. They should have had so much anger over losing loved ones in such a violent way. But when they were given Nat Turner's Bible that he had on him during the rebellion and also when he was hanged by the courts as sort of a memento, they held on to it, wrapped it in a dish towel. That I do find strange. A lot of people get these artifacts and relics through the years, and they wrap them in towels.
Amy Colby, last hour. Rachel Sutherland, now I have a cold. Sorry, Rachel. How are you?
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. You sound fine.
Oh, well, there's somebody
there
saying everybody says I sound like awful.
Yeah.
No, I would have never known if you hadn't told me.
Rachel Sutherland, will there be a government shutdown?
Well, now you're sounding terrible. I hope you feel better. Well, listen, there could be, yes. In fact, our producers on the Hill are saying it's more likely than not. Because last month, there was no real appetite for us 2 days before Christmas. And there's lots of factors. It's not just DACA. That is the overarching factor right now is immigration. But it's also the CHIP program, the Children's Health Insurance Program, running out of money soon. It is military spending and needing to deal with those budget caps that they have to do all the time. It is disaster aid that lawmakers left on the table when they went home for the holidays. So you have a lot of factors, a lot of cooks in the kitchen, and not very much time.
How do we get people to just want to get stuff done? How?
How do we get people? Well, I think that both sides would say that they do want to get stuff done. I mean, they're both posturing. You have Democrats pointing the finger at Republicans saying, and then the president in particular, saying that he rejected that offer from the Gang of Six when originally he said that he would sign anything that was brought to him. He wants, the president wants more border money. Part of what was in that proposal was just not enough money for the wall. He didn't like the chain migration situation and the diversity lottery fix there. He didn't like that. So he sent it back. Look, anything can happen. There's so many hairpin turns in Washington. This could change by Friday, and they could pass something. Or it could shut down. And here's something to think about, that if the government shutdown continues through next week, you have the State of the Union here in Washington where the Capitol becomes a fortress due to this huge federal police and Secret Service presence, and they'll all be working without pay. So I would imagine that it would behoove everybody to get on board and find a way to fix this.
Well, if they could stick it on the Republicans, is it a good thing for the Democrats?
Yes, it is. And it's not even really a bad thing for the Democrats if the government shuts down and they do it. Because in the midterms, they can say, we did everything we could. The Republicans wouldn't deal with us. We even had to shut down the government, and yet they still want to deport these people.
Yeah.
So it's really no skin off a Democrat's back if they shut down the government. And that's something I think Republicans may not be very aware of.
Huh. Any predictions?
Oh, you know, I've learned in the Trump era just never to make a prediction.
Yeah.
I'm going to say it's possible, but I would say more likely, and I'll break from my colleagues on this, that they'll probably come up with another short-term fix at like 11:57 on Friday night.
Right. So tea and honey, is that what you think here? So
I think possibly, you know, I just, it's hard to really make a prediction, but they may, you know, get something through and then address it again. But then that's just pushing off the fight, and they'll have to come back at it, and it's just going to get uglier, and this is an election year.
Yeah,
so.
Right. Well, I was asking actually about my voice, tea and honey for me.
Oh, you know what? I just find NyQuil works pretty well, not to give an advertisement.
Oh, I do that, and I do DayQuil as well.
Oh, I do, too. You just keep rotating them.
Yeah, right.
And if you're at home and you don't have to work, just NyQuil yourself during the day, because basically what you're doing is just obliterating yourself so you don't feel the pain until so.
Right. Go
All right.
And do some rest.
Hey, thank you so much as always, Rachel.
Thanks, guys.
Rachel Southern.
Very good.
All right. 8:43. Another tough, devastating basketball loss.
Dang it. 64-63 was the final yesterday as James Palmer Jr. with the Cornhuskers made that last beat the buzzer shot that looked like it could have been a two, and they talked about it. And in the final seconds, listening to the announcers, I wondered what would happen. Of course, it was riveting for us Illini to watch it all unfold. And then it went Nebraska's way. 64-63 was the final. So another heartbreaker. Wisconsin is next at 8 o'clock on Friday. And then comes Michigan State on Monday. So we've got some tough contenders coming up.
Yep.
Illinois hosts Michigan State as far as the women are concerned at 8 o'clock tonight at the State Farm Center. It's also on the Big Ten Network. Michigan State 3-2 on the season, 13-5 overall. We are 0-5 on the season, 9-10 overall. As we say, go Illini. Last night in Big Ten boards, we had Michigan over Maryland 68-67. Minnesota beat Penn State in overtime 95-84. NHL action tonight has St. Louis skating at Toronto. On to the Tennessee Titans, parting ways with Mike Mularkey, the head coach. NBA action had the Bulls over Miami 119-111. Pacers over the Utah Jazz 109-104. Pittsburgh had a trade agreement. Andrew McCutchen is on to the San Francisco Giants now.
Andrew McCutchen, the face of Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Going to the Giants.
Pirates. So we also have our JT Walker's High School Sports Showcase tonight. St. Thomas More's Sabres will take on the St. Joseph Ogden Spartans. And it's brought to you in part by Carl Sports Medicine. Be ready when the whistle blows. Their new location at 1st and Windsor in Champaign. Illini Mattress is family-owned and operated. IlliniMattress.com. Long's Garage, 503 East Main in Urbana. With their ASE-certified technicians, Roof Doctors have the roof your home deserves. RoofDoctorsCo.com and i3 Broadband. Another option for your internet, voice, and TV without the contracts. Check out their fiber network today online at i3Broadband.com. SJO and STM tonight at 7:30 here on ESPN 93.5.
And if I don't improve, I will not put you through it tomorrow. How about that?
All right.
I've got to sound better.
Okay. Some people are saying take a day off for crying out loud.
It just, you know, again, I feel fine. It just, I sound sucky.
I know.
So hopefully better tomorrow.
Right.
All right. ESPN 93.5, 8:47. Check your weather coming up.
One hour a week, that's all it takes to make a difference in the life of a child. Contact Lauren Smith in Champaign, 351-3722, or Tom Howley in Urbana, 337-0853, for information about how you can become a mentor.
Diane Ducey here to tell you about Mobile Meter. When I'm playing taxi to my kiddos, I no longer have to worry about parking tickets and loose change. I downloaded the Mobile Meter app to ease my parking frustrations. You should download the Mobile Meter app today. It's available on iTunes, on your phone app store, or at mobilemeter.us.
Sergeant David Griffith is our law enforcement official of the month. Now, you could be one of those Marvel superhero guys that want to help and do better things and help people. I mean, you'd be Spider-Man. You could be, I mean, really, I mean, that's your mentality is to want to help.
It is, and it's funny you mention that because my son, and you know, I am a big Spider-Man fan, and I have a big Spider-Man in my office, and I, of course, like the Marvel characters, whereas my son loves the DC Comics characters. Right, yeah. So
it's good stuff. No, it's how I would bring up Spider-Man, especially. Yeah. What is it, the web that kind of sticks to wall? It's kind of cool.
Well, and I had, you know, my days, my early law enforcement days, you know, a lot of guys nicknamed me Spidey because I can kind of scale up to a lot of different things.
Oh, really?
That was back in the day, though. Clearly not that agile anymore.
Well, but, all right, but you had to chase people, run?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Tackle them?
Not so much tackle. I mean, there's a few of them that happen, but I like to think that I'm work a little bit smarter and not have to chase people so frequently.
Check out the new BMW Champaign. It's not like the old Twin City. They have new on-site local ownership since 2013, along with a new state-of-the-art facility. With a Customer First Service Award winner for 2015, BMW Champaign does business your way. Yes, they have tons of cars. Yes, they'll get you what you want. Yes, they discount, deal, and even pick up and deliver. So stop in, ask for Ben, and give BMW of Champaign a look. BMW of Champaign at the corner of Neal and Burwash in Savoy.
Message and data rates may apply.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 150 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll learn the same degree as you would on campus from wherever you are on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, text CREDIT to 35517. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates and why 87% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, text CREDIT to 35517. That's CREDIT to 35517.
All right, here's your weather.
We're at 20 below on the wind chill. Winds in the west at 16. We've got a high 17 today and 7 our low this evening. There's a wind chill advisory until noon. Up to 23, partly cloudy tomorrow, down to 16 in the evening Wednesday night. Sunshine expected Thursday, up into the mid-30s, down to the mid-20s. 41 the high Friday, 44 Saturday, up to 50 Sunday with a 60% chance of showers. Again, 0 on ESPN 93.5.
And in a month, 1 month, will be 12 days from March.
Yes.
Yeah. Jeremy Warner coming up.
Yeah.
I don't know. I thought we were going to win last night. It looked like we were going to win. Looked like we played good enough to win. A few critical mistakes down the stretch, and we went dry in the second half. A 14-0 run. Anyway, we'll get them Friday at Wisconsin, another winnable game. And then, oh boy, Michigan State next Monday. What's this Monday and Friday schedule? It's weird.
It is.
We generally don't. It's usually like the Big 12 playing on Mondays. But anyway, that story about the couple that shackled all their kids.
Yes.
They just showed a photo. That's just weird. Some of the kids are shackled to their beds.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Living in filthy conditions. And the age range on the 13 kids between 2 and 29.
Ugh.
The one that got out, the 17-year-old girl, they thought was around 10, by the way she looked with the malnutrition when she escaped.
17.
To try to get help. Mm-hmm.
And you look at the house, it looks like a normal suburban house.
Yes, and that's why the neighbors were just shocked that this is going on in their neighborhood. But
yeah.
How do you know if you never see people coming and going?
I mean, do you know much about your neighbors? I mean, you know, you wouldn't know what's going on inside.
I don't know what's going on inside.
Yeah. And how much should we know?
Right.
But if you see something, say something. Is that go for that? Something weird with a family, do you report it?
Well, and then you're shunned in the neighborhood if there's nothing going on, or even if there is. You're the whistleblower now.
Yeah, do they know that, though? They probably wouldn't know.
Hmm.
If you call about a barking dog, they don't know it's you. So, I don't know. It's just devastating to hear stories like that. All right, 8:52.
You already know Houlihan's Restaurant and Bar at the I Hotel is a great restaurant. But don't forget about the bar. Fantastic drink specials and mouth-watering menu items from snacks to full meals. A nice selection of draft, craft, and domestic beers. And just about any cocktail you can imagine. Watch a game with multiple flat screens on all sides of the bar. Or grab some tables and make it a party. Drink specials daily. Plus, Houlihan's is now serving a delicious hot breakfast 7 days a week. Houlihan's at the I Hotel. Check them out at the corner of First Street and St. Mary's Road, just south of the State Farm Center.
Show I talked about was Strange Inheritance, Jamie Colby. I asked her about something that really stood out.
You know, we had an incredible magic episode in Illinois, and I didn't really realize the history of magic in Illinois in the old days. There's this whole culture, and there were dinner clubs that had magic shows, and a guy inherited probably 10,000 books about magic from his father. As he started to go through the collection, he found notes from his father, including one that told him for the first time how much he was loved.
Mm.
Those kinds of things just warm my heart.
Yeah.
And make for great storytelling. And, you know, Strange Inheritance isn't just about families. It's actually a show that people tell me they can watch with their whole family.
Yeah.
Husbands and wives tell me it's the only show they agree on. And I love that you can bring the kids in the room and maybe they'll start collecting baseball cards.
Yeah. Jamie Colby, Strange Inheritance, tonight at 8, on Fox Business.
You know, speaking of magic in Illinois, Andy Dallas, such a wealth of information. And he took me on a tour of these areas that the typical customer doesn't see, with all of these different games. And, you know, he's into escaping and some of the old things that they used to use, even in the Houdini days.
Yeah.
Just a fascinating guy, and Andy Dallas there at First University.
All right, I'm going to go get one of those medicine balls.
Yes.
Right.
Okay. And that's kind of a mint tea with some honey and some extra things that Starbucks puts together. And thanks for that suggestion, Habib. Maybe it'll help Stevie's voice.
I'll be back tomorrow, I hope, and I'll let you know.
Enjoy the day. Just rest, Stevie.
I'll be fine.
Okay.
I'm good. Let's go.
Okay.
ESPN 93.5, that's Diane. I'm Stevie J. Better voice tomorrow, we hope. Have a great Tuesday.
Attention shoppers, clean up on aisle 14. Clean up on aisle 14. Someone dropped a jar of pickles. Kosher pickles.
Beatboxing at a big box store. Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
A red minivan has the lights on in the parking lot.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Geico.
Hi, I'm Max with MX Electric. I wanted to take a moment to tell you about my company. I'm a proud veteran and I've been an electrician for over 23 years, serving the community for over 15. No matter the size of your electrical project, we want to be the company you turn to. Please call or text Nikita today at 217-359-7293 or visit us at mxelectric.net to schedule your appointment today. And always remember,
relax, call back 217-359-7293.
We alarm our houses and we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your social security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
Hey, it's Stevie J. Have the roof your home deserves. For your next roofing project, why don't you go with Roof Doctors, a locally owned and family operated business for over 25 years. They use superior materials. They're a certified shingle contractor, so they can offer a 50-year non-prorated full system warranty, and they won't loan your work out to subcontractors. Hey, Roof Doctors has worked on my home, and the results are fantastic. But don't just take it from me. With an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, Roof Doctors has plenty of satisfied customers. Get a free quote at Roof Doctors. Code.com.
Okay, Kevin, for the grand prize of $1 million, what color is the White House?
I know this.
5 seconds.
Oh, switching to Geico could save you a bunch of money on car insurance?
Okay, judges. That's true, Kevin. They'll allow it. Congratulations. You're a winner.
Woo!
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Here's some good news. Dave Peters and his crew have moved to Urbana. That's right. The area's best techs are now at the Midas store on University. Midas quiets your muffler, makes brakes stop, and cushions your ride with shocks and struts. As a full-service Midas facility with experienced techs, count on Midas to fix it right. Just mention this ad to get $10 off your next oil change. Your Midas store new owner-manager Dave Peters has the team you want in your side. See them on West University Urbana for something to smile about.
DP Dough is the original calzone company, and they cater all types and sizes of events, from office orders to private parties to entire visiting football teams. Everyone will be sure to enjoy something different than the same old sandwiches or pizza. DP Dough also delivers to nearly all of Champaign, Urbana, and Savoy until late at night. So give them a call or order online when you're hungry and no one else is delivering. With over 1 million calzones served since opening in 2006, DP Dough is sure to satisfy and fill you up. DP Dough, the original calzone company.
Brought to you by SK Exteriors. Their website, callsktoday.com. How are things for police right now? Has it gotten better? Has the atmosphere improved in the last year? Or is it because we did this law enforcement appreciation banquet? I just felt it was so awful.
Yeah, I remember attending, and I mean, thank you for doing that. That was great
our,
event.
Our honor.
It was well attended. That being said, I mean, unfortunately, in our climate today, and as it is, I mean, we just lost a brother in law enforcement on New Year's Eve out in Colorado over a weird incident of officers being summoned for a domestic incident, and ultimately five of them are struck by gunfire. And unfortunately, you know, these things happen all over our country, and unfortunately, there are some people out there that are somewhat mentally unstable, some of them that wish to bring their hate, discontent to those that oftentimes on the front lines of dealing with a lot of that kind of issues, if you will. I mean, that's what we deal with a lot. You know, we deal with people and sometimes their darkest hour.
Sergeant David Griffith is our law enforcement official of the month. Check out the new BMW of Champaign. It's not like the old Twin City. They have new on-site local ownership since 2013, along with a new state-of-the-art facility. With a customer first service award winner for 2015, BMW of Champaign does business